All right. I think we're going to have some kind of party tonight. So let's just jump right in. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master, and tons of listeners a little bit later. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're so inclined, you can go to the live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us on Live Stream, and guess what happens? You're watching
us on live stream. You watch us on live stream.
Yeah, you can also listen to us on live stream. But, yeah, and it's going to be a fun day because this is Listener Appreciation Party Day. And
It's
going to crank up at 6 o'clock.
Oh, yes.
AJ is extremely excited that there will be people in studio.
Oh, I love that there's seats in our studio where people are going to be staring at us like monkeys at the zoo.
I hate to break it to you, but they're already staring at us like monkeys on the live stream.
That is way different because I don't have to see their faces. This is...
You'll be fine.
Okay.
I am extremely stoked for this.
No one asked me if this was okay with me, by the way.
Well, I didn't suggest...
Whose idea was it then?
I don't know whose idea this part of it was.
Jong, find out.
Listen.
Wait, Todd?
I think it was Jong, actually.
No, I think it was my idea.
Are you serious, dude?
Yeah.
Bro, that's a really bad team move. That's really bad.
See, he just knew I'd go along with it and that you would complain about it and then it would be fine and that would be it.
Like, no one asked me about poker either, but that's not a big deal. Apparently, most of my time at this party is supposed to be playing poker.
Oh, I'm going to donk out early.
Well, apparently if you donk out, they give you more chips.
Oh, I don't want that.
Yeah.
So that's my strategy for these things.
Yeah.
Find somebody I like at the table and donk off the chips to them.
So but,
they already have the Papa Shot up there. And of course, all the promo team is out there playing Papa Shot instead of setting things up.
Oh, that sounds about right.
But it looks like a nice setup, man. It's going to be a fun party. So for those of you who are invited, make sure you get here early, get some of those egg rolls from China Garden.
Are they here?
I don't know. We should get them before anybody else. There's 100 egg rolls. I'm going to say there's 97 because I'm pretty sure all three of us should get one.
Agreed.
And of course, there's lots of beer from St. Arnold. We got pizza from Nick's Place, smoked wings and barbecue queso from Damaris. And Pick Me Events is here taking pictures. So I'm really excited, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm in a fantastic mood, even though I've had the crappiest day ever so far. So, Travis, I think how much parking is available. I'm thinking of leaving early to make sure I get a spot. As I've told people, the best thing to do is Uber or Lyft or whatever. The parking's not great. I mean, a couple people suggested parking over at the Galleria and walking. But if you can't find a spot. But, yeah, there's not a ton of spots here. Now, it clears out a little bit around 5 o'clock, so there will be spots there. But I can't guarantee it. If everybody drives who's coming, you're not going to get a spot.
Right.
So, but I Ubered down here so I could have a few drinks with the Blitzers, and it kind of screwed up my entire day. I learned a valuable lesson today, AJ.
Always carry your own condoms.
Well, you can go to the store. That's not that no. Okay, so I usually go to the gym between like 11 and 1. Sometimes it'll be a little later, but usually sometime between 11 and 2:30. Okay, so that's crowd there, never really paying attention to anybody, but nobody's ever bothered me. So today I go at 9 a.m. Figure I'm going to get this out of the way, and I don't want to put it off and then not go and all this stuff because I won't have my car. It'll be real easy excuse to just not go to the gym. Apparently, the 9 to 11 crowd in the gym is the worst human beings that have ever lived. Because I had four incidents today, four, that have never happened in my life, that all happened in one two-hour stretch.
Okay.
First off, I didn't realize that there's some kind of bro-territorial thing going on with the weights at 9 a.m.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Because I'm the only person over there doing the free weights, right? And I guess I had this guy's special corner because he walks over, pulls weights out of the rack, steps on my towel and Gatorade that are next to me, and starts doing flies, which if I don't move, he's going to hit me.
Take up a lot of space, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just like, what the hell? I mean, there's like...
I thought you don't go to the...
No, I start with free weights and then I go to machines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's like 15, 20 feet to the right that he could have gone to. So this is basically just some dude saying, hey, old fatty, we don't want you here. You don't belong. Okay, no problem. I get it. I'm just going to move. No worries. It doesn't bother me. So then I get about halfway through and I get to this one machine that I'm going to get on. And I go over to it and I take the weights off of it. And then because some guy had a bunch of weights that he left on it, which that happens. I'm not too concerned about that. And I put what I'm going to use on there, leave my stuff, because I look at it and it's just drenched in sweat. So I'm going to go get some towels and clean this up before I do it. And I mean, I'm gone 10 seconds. I come back, different guy has kicked my crap about 10 feet away from it and is there using the machine with taking off about half the weight that I was going to use too, I might add, you little wuss. But anyway, I'm like, okay, I'll just wait on this one, do the rest of my circuit and come back. And he's on there for about an hour because I finish my circuit and then I get on the bike for 30 minutes waiting for him to finish. And he finally finishes, takes his weights off, leaves. I go back over there, wipe it down, and put the weights on, start going. And it takes me less than a minute to do these if I'm doing them right. And by now, I'm, you know, this one I just want to get over with, so I'm done. He comes back and starts talking to me while I'm doing my reps, which I think, you know, that's kind of a violation, right? You know, bother anybody while they're lifting. And so I have to pull my headphones off. He's like, yo, bro, you almost done?
Oh, really?
I need to get in here. I go, weren't you just on this machine? I'm not finished. I'm like, okay, well, I'm almost done here. Well, hurry it up, man.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, now that's just dickweed move, right? So I'm like, at that point, I'm like, okay. Like I said, I can usually do about one every second and a half. Those are the slowest last 20 reps I've ever done in my life. I was just like, I was acting like every single one of them was the end of the world for me. And, you know, so I get up. I wipe the thing down. I say, you need me to take these weights off? Like, no, I got it, bro. I'm going to add to it. And of course, I walk off and I turn around. And he's taking the weights off and it's got half the weight on there. I'm like, you little. That's okay. That's okay, though. Obviously, I've walked into a place where I'm not wanted at this particular time of day. I can live with that. And I would have been okay if that was all that happened. But, I, you know, afterwards, you know, I like going to the one over there and the one over on Richmond because they have a whirlpool and a sauna, right? So I'm going to go sit in the sauna for a little bit and chill, you know, keep my zen going. And there's usually the old Asian ladies there love me. There's one old lady in there, and she obviously had some real issues because she just starts screaming the second I walk in. So, you very fat! You very fat!
Yelling at you?
Yeah, and at first I look down and go, well, I'm a little pudgy, I'm a little overweight, but very fat? That's go look at that guy outside who's sitting by the pool. And she, but she wouldn't stop, man, like 8 times. And she did vary it a little bit. A couple times it was like, you very fat. I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. You know, this is not happening today. This is not my day. Let's just get the hell out. And then after I get my shower, I'm getting dressed, and there's this poor old guy in there who doesn't have any clothes, and he looks confused as hell, and he's sort of wandering around. And apparently he's forgotten his combination because he did one of the coin lots or something and where there was a combination. And he's like, I think I did something wrong. And I'm like, well, is that the right one? And he's standing on top of the little bench there, and it's one way up high. It's way too high for him. And he falls down. And I'm like, oh, no, this guy's got issues, man. And he was freaking out. I mean, really freaking out. I'm like, dude, calm down. I'm just going to go to the front. They got keys. They'll come take care of you. It's not a problem. But, I mean, he just wouldn't stop. He's just, I did something wrong. I did something wrong. I've never done anything wrong. I don't have a shirt or anything like that. I'm like, oh, just it's okay. So I'm about to walk out, and I see another guy in there. I just say, hey, man, do you mind just keeping an eye on this guy for like 30 seconds while I go get somebody to help him? He's a little freaked out. No, man, I don't have time. And just walked off. And I'm like, okay.
Which gym did you go to?
The
Westheimer one or the Richmond one?
No, the one down farther Westheimer outside the Beltway.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I like that one because it has all the machines that I like. And most of the time when I go middle of the day, you know, nobody bothers you or says anything. Because I don't like to be bothered. I just want to go in there and do my thing. I don't like to socialize. I don't, you know, I'm not there checking out.
You're just there
to
Hulk out.
I'm there to try to be less very fat. You know, that's it. And my God. I'm like, I'm leaving this going, what the hell is wrong with people? That's four things that never happen. They all happen at once. I'm like, okay, I know now not to go from 9 to 11. So I'm curious from people if that's like every gym, if that's the dickweed crowd.
It's not.
Okay. Is that when you go?
I mean, I go all different times. If I don't go, like, because normally my jiu-jitsu.
Well, usually you're not even up till 9:30. So
no, I've been up earlier lately because I've been going to a personal trainer at 9:30. But when I wasn't doing that, I would get up around 8:30 and try to be at the gym around 9 for a little while before I would go to jiu-jitsu or Muay Thai. And people are always the same. Like I feel like
I've never had that happen.
You're always going to have bros at the gym.
Well, yeah, but I stay away from them. Usually, and they stay
bros.
Away from me.
Yeah, usually bros keep to themselves. Yeah. And or they're with their bros, and random guys don't talk to you at the gym.
They certainly don't come up while you're in the middle of a set and ask how long you're going to be. I think this was just two dudes who didn't want me there. It's like, oh, you know what? We don't want olds. We don't want fats. You're not allowed. Okay. I'll go to another gym.
You need to go to that gym where there's no judgment. What's it? Yeah. Planet Fitness?
Yeah, I think that's...
You need to go to Planet Fitness where there's no judgment.
I may need to switch because, you know, I don't get it. So, 713-780-ESPN's your number. Fred, are you sure you didn't wander into a Globo gym? Yeah. I don't know. That's never happened to me there before, so I got to go with it's just the time frame, huh?
I don't know. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're attracting this attention now.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't stare at anybody's girlfriend. I don't get in anybody's way. I just maybe go do my stuff, keep my head down, and get the hell out.
You need to start showing up with a bro.
Oh, no. I can't. I don't have a bro.
Get a lift, bro.
I don't have a bro.
Find one.
But... yeah, it was just very, very strange. Every time I start thinking people don't suck as much as they do.
Oh, they do.
They prove me wrong.
But hey, at least you made it to the gym.
At least I made it to the gym. I got through my workout. I got a good story out of it. And I learned a valuable lesson to never, ever again go to that particular gym at 9 in the morning. So that's why I'm in a great mood.
All right.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Ready? From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we've got a really big star with us.
A really big something.
Yeah.
Really big something. So this is something that I've been involved in the local MMA scene here. Since I got here around 2010, and I would say probably about 50 or 60 times people have said, when are you going to have me on your show? When are you, like, fighters who are fighting on scrubby shows and, you know, beating up homeless dudes, and they're like, when are you going to have me on your show? And I have a stock answer to that. It's as soon as you make it to the UFC, I'll have you on my show. And of course, typically, it doesn't happen.
Right.
And there are some guys, you know, like Andrew Craig, he never asked to be on the show. I asked him, even though he was a listener before he came on the show.
Yeah.
He was never a can I get on the show guy. Brian Melanson was never a can I get on the show guy.
What about Alex?
Alex Morano was never a can I get on the show guy. Even before they made it, they weren't, you know, they were cool about things. There's a lot of those guys, though, and I'm happy to say the first one has made it. The first guy who has said, hey, when are you going to get me on the show? And I said, as soon as you get to the UFC, has made it to the UFC. Juan Adams, the Kraken, joins us on the Blitz. What's going on, brother?
Nothing much, man. Just coming off my Contender Series win. Landed from Vegas last night, and It's been nonstop ever since.
Now, when did you get the call that you were doing the Contender Series?
It was actually at an LFA event, like back in April. It was in Houston. Okay. Mick came up to me and said, "Hey, I'm thinking about getting you on the show, on the Contender Series show." And I said, "Yeah, man, I'd definitely be interested. Just let me know when so I don't schedule a fight too far in advance for it. Because I know it would be better if I had one more fight before I got on the show." And like 3 weeks later, I got my contract. So he said, "Don't do another fight."
Okay. And the deal with the show, and for those of you who don't know, it's a show that's coming on Fight Pass. They do usually 5 or 6 episodes on Tuesdays, and then they take some time off, and then I guess in a little while they'll do another run of 5 or 6 episodes. Nick Newell, the one-armed fighter, was on it the other week. It's supposed to be a launching pad for guys that they want to get in the UFC, and I believe they're doing this so they can do away with the Ultimate Fighter, which is tumbled in ratings year after year after year. And this is more of a way to just see if these guys can actually fight rather than dealing with all the drama of them being in the house and getting drunk like the real world. So for people who don't know, is the Tuesday night series, does whoever wins get a contract to the UFC, or is it if you win, you might get another fight? How's it work?
So the way it works is, it's not just winning. You have to look impressive, and Dana White has to, like, Dana White decides at the end of the show who he's giving the contract to. So it's not like you go in there and they tell you if you win, you're in.
You can't go grind out a decision.
Right. You have to look impressive, and so that's kind of stressful at times. But they also do. They also hand out developmental contracts on the show, which is basically a contract for you to. For them to see how you do, like, one fight camp of just training, you know, like just training for it, nothing else. And they want to see you go out, not on the UFC stage for your next fight, to see, you know, what you can do.
On a card of their choosing,
right?
More than likely.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the people they work with.
Right. Or you can just win, get your money, and they don't want you, and they might call you back the next season. But it's hard. It's hard enough to just get on the show. So
in April, they tell you you're going to have a fight in July. When do you find out who your opponent is?
I found out in May when they sent the contract to both of us. And even still, like, you don't know who your opponent is until the contract is signed and returned. So,
and when you once you find out who it is, did you go look up film on the guy? Did you look up his record? What'd you do?
I didn't do anything, actually. I don't think about my opponents. I try not to humanize them in any way. I just go out there and focus on what I want to do for each fight. My coaches went out. I tell my coaches who it is. They look the guy up. They tell me what they think. They'll show me maybe one fight of his that we're going to kind of model after. And from there, it's just nose to the grindstone, and I'm working my game plan the rest of the time. And then we work on, you know, worst case scenarios after we do the game plan. So
far, since and I've seen you fight a few times now, I may have seen all your pro fights. In fact, you're a knockout puncher. You are a knockout artist. You are going in and you're beating guys with your hands. But you actually have a pretty impressive background as a wrestler, right?
Yeah, I wrestled Division I, Virginia Military Institute, actually. I was a 5-year starter there, 2-year team captain.
That's pretty wild. And so that's obviously your base. When did you decide to say, you know what, I'm not going to wrestle unless I have to, and I'm just in here to knock people's heads off? How's that decision come about?
It was probably after my second amateur fight where, like, I just hit a guy and he went flying, and I go, "Oh, I can do
this
that.
Is fun."
I can do that, but I mean, my record, the results might be a little deceptive because they're all TKOs, but it's not from like a knockout. They're all ground and pound stoppages.
Right, you knock them down, you get on top of them.
Yeah, and I use my wrestling that way to, you know, once I'm on top of you, you're not going anywhere. Or if you try to wrestle me, then you're getting knocked out. So.
Have you gotten more comfortable as just a straight stand-up fighter? Is that something you focused on since you've made it to the pros?
Yeah, I train stand-up minimum of 3 times a week for an hour at a time. And all of my extra work is centered around blending my striking and wrestling and chaining the things together off of defensive shots or off of defending a shot, reshooting, and how to chain it in my scrambles. Because the way I wrestle, I create a lot of scrambles. So I want to integrate my striking into those scrambles. And it's a lot of work.
How much jiu-jitsu do you do? Or is your game based on not getting into situations where you have to do jiu-jitsu?
My game is based on situation where I don't have to get into jiu-jitsu. However, my coach for this camp especially forced me to do a lot more jiu-jitsu.
And it was a waste of time.
No, it was great because the dude had me in a heel hook yesterday. Tuesday. It wasn't a tight heel hook, but he still went for it. And I'm like, oh, I know exactly what to do here.
did you feel, when you were fighting that guy, did you feel like that he was a better fighter than what you'd faced on the regional scene? Because clearly, they picked that guy for a reason. They think he can fight too.
Right.
And it's closer to the kind of guys you're going to see in the UFC. When you were in there with him, did it feel like you were in there with someone closer to your level than what you'd seen previously?
Yeah, he was closer to my level than what I've seen previously, but I still didn't think it was anywhere close. He's a talented guy. He's a good fighter, and obviously, you know, you get caught up in the back and forth trash talk between the fight and, you know, after the fights. Me, I always try and tell people, you can't take anything I say up until 30 minutes after the fight seriously, because I'm a different person when I'm in the cage. So that it takes a while for that to wear off. But he's definitely talented. He was a talented guy. He was 5-1, I think, and 4 of those were first round finishes or something like that. So he was talented. They thought he was good, but the Vegas odds had me at -430 or something.
Okay,
like
so
that.
You're still a pretty considerable favorite.
Yeah.
You are now the second heavyweight from Houston in the UFC. Derek Lewis is there. Have you gotten a chance to talk to him or work with him leading up to this process? Is like sort of a what's it going to be like?
Yeah, we've trained a handful of times. You know, Derek has a really irregular training schedule because he's so busy.
Yeah.
He does a lot of stuff, but I haven't really had a chance.
He also trains differently than almost anybody I've ever met in MMA because his physical gifts are just
that good.
They're so ridiculous that he just doesn't train the same way the other guys who have to grind constantly do. Right. So it is kind of a weird situation, but yeah. You have gotten to train with him a couple times?
Yeah, a handful of times. You know, he's a good dude. Now we're at the point now where we might fight one day, so naturally we kind of don't
go your separate ways.
Each
yeah.
other. And I was training with Justin Ledet also. We trained together a lot going into these fights because he's really good. He's got a background in boxing as well. So that was huge for me. So training with higher-level guys like that, Curtis Blaydes and I are managed by the same guy. So
okay.
I've gone out to Denver to help him get ready for a few fights. And I kind of talked to him about the process and how to do it. And Curtis and I are, like, very similar in many ways, but very different because Curtis will not talk trash. Like, he's super stand-up guy, like, always cool, calm, collected. Me, like, I get hot, and, like, if I get hot, I'm going to talk trash. I'm going to talk it back.
So Curtis is a guy who's now ranked in the top 5 in the heavyweight division, and you, I'm assuming, have gotten to go some rounds with him. Do you feel like going with him, you feel comfortable that you can hang with anybody on the heavyweight roster?
Oh, yeah.
He's not wiping the mat with you?
We go back and forth. We're both professional athletes, so yeah.
As you know, there's a lot. I fought a professional fight as a heavyweight.
Yeah,
there's levels to this.
There's levels to it, but Curtis. Yeah, sparring with Curtis gave me the confidence to where, and that's where a lot of it develops. Is like there's no one on the regional scene, or even most people on the national scene that I think can hang with me now after going with Curtis because you know he's that good, and I'm right there with him. So that gave me a lot of confidence, and from that point, I know that, you know, up until I'm fighting top 10, top 5 guys, I'm not going to see a whole lot of challenges. You know?
So, obviously, this has been the biggest week for you as a professional. Like, yeah, I mean, it's a Tuesday night was a big deal for you. Have they told you anything about when you can expect to be fighting, when you can expect to be on a card, or what the deal is with that?
No, they haven't. My manager tells me they typically go pretty slow with contender series guys because they actually want to, you know, make sure that it's all about matchups.
Right.
You know? So they want to make sure it's a good matchup and, you know, they're introduced to the UFC the right way. So I have no clue when I'm going to fight. I know the contract's for a certain number of fights. I'm on a four-fight contract, and it has to get those four fights within a certain amount of time. So sooner or later, within the next 2 years, I'll fight four times. So.
All right. That's Juan Adams. You can follow him on Twitter at ChosenJuan285. Same on Instagram, I guess?
Yeah, same on Instagram. It's, not for the faint of heart.
Get his follows up. This guy is, I really do believe he's going to be a big deal in the UFC. I think he's got a lot of potential. I'm excited to see you on that level, man. And congratulations, man. Happy to see it. I love it when people from Houston make it, at least when the good guys from Houston make it. I'm always happy for them, and you seem like one of those. So congratulations. And anytime a blitzer makes it, this dude, he's a listener. Yeah. I mean, that's what he told me when I met him. He's like, dude, I listen to the show. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I want you to win then. That's the same when I first met Andrew Craig on a regional card. He was like, oh, I listen to the show every day. I was like, oh, well, I hope you win your fight. That's the way it works. That's the trade-off.
Yeah, and people who don't listen, we hope they lose.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've been a Rich Lord fan my whole life. Oh, yeah. I hope someone smashes your face.
Knocks you out in 10 seconds.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, that's Juan Adams. Appreciate it, man. And best of luck to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Let us know when you get something cooking.
All right, for sure.
I'm ready for this.
Yeah, we'll definitely tell the blisters to tune in when you're on the first time. All right. Tell people about another fight.
Another guy who is pretty good at knocking people out. Sergey Kovalev. You may have seen this before. Sergey Kovalev goes in with someone, with a lesser man, and he punches him in the face until he falls down and can't get up. That happens a lot in fighting, especially in Kovalev's fights. This is a knockout fighter, 32-2-1, 28 knockouts. He's going to be back in Atlantic City for the fourth time, making his first visit to the Jersey Shore since 2014 when he beat future Boxing Hall of Famer Bernard Hopkins. So it's always a pleasure to see him back in Atlantic City and back on HBO. It really is a privilege to see this guy and not have to pay $60 on pay-per-view for it. He'll be taking on Eliezer Storm Alvarez, who is undefeated and is not going to be a walkthrough. 34 years old, born in Colombia, now residing in Montreal. This is his HBO debut, and he's looking to stay undefeated. Sergey Crusher Kovalev returns to defend his light heavyweight title against undefeated Eliezer Storm Alvarez live on HBO World Championship Boxing. Plus, knockout machine Dmitry Bivol puts his title on the line against tested ring warrior Isaac Chalemba. Don't miss Kovalev versus Alvarez plus Bivol versus Chalemba live this Saturday, August 4th, 9 o'clock Central Time, and only on HBO.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
All right, guys, got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Your kids are on summer break. Good times for them, right? They're having fun. You know, it sucks for your carpet. Your carpet's getting torn up because those kids, they're bad. They're out stomping around in the mud. They're dragging that in your house. They go to the pool. They're not drying off all the way. Then you're getting pool chemicals on your floors. Your carpets hate it. Your carpets hate your kids, and it's ready for them to go back to school. But you can help your carpet out. Dirt-free carpet summer special going on now for a limited time. They'll clean three rooms for $100, and they're going to give you a free speed dry. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Call 281-DIRT-FREE, and they'll clean. Tell them you heard it here. They'll clean three rooms for $100, and they're going to throw in that free speed dry. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I don't know why I just thought of this, John, but why does 94.1 get the woman and 97.5 gets the man on the voices? Is that just... Are we saying something here? Are we saying a message?
No, there's no message.
Okay, I'm just asking. David was saying I should have slapped that man. Everybody's saying I should have caused a stir. I'm like, why would I?
You're a grown man.
No, exactly. It's like I always say. It's like Kurt Russell and Tombstone. I'm not going to fight you, Ringo. There's no money in it.
You can't go around fighting in public just for no good reason when you're a grown man.
An old man, too.
Yeah. You'll get a broke hip.
Yeah. I could break my hip walking down the stairs now. You think I'm going to get in a fight?
Yeah, that'd be bad. I think that'd be a bad situation for you.
Change gyms. But, I mean, this has never happened to me. I've been going religiously now for 6 months, to this place. And I went for years before that, and I've never had anything like this happen. And to have it happen four times in one day, I just think it's a weird day. It's like sometimes when you're at the poker table and like you flop a set of queens and dude turns a set of kings on you and you lose.
It happens.
What do? Or you make your straight on the turn, you make a big bet, you get called, and he hits his flush on the river, and you're just like, oh, well. It's just one of those days, right?
It's one of those days.
So I'm just going to write it off, but I'm never going at 9 in the morning again.
Okay.
And
get up earlier.
Well, I'm up early, but I do my work. I actually work.
No, don't do that. No, overrated.
I do sports map stuff first.
Overrated.
I do my first run at show prep, and then I respond to emails. And then by the time I'm done with that, I usually have to go to a meeting.
You know what will save you a lot of time in life? Don't respond to anybody's emails.
Yeah, except their work emails.
You think I care? You think I differentiate?
Yeah, nope. But you're also not trying to run a damn website here.
I just click on them so the red dot goes away, and then I forget about them.
Yeah.
That's my move.
Yeah. Well, when people say...
Save you a lot of time.
I need a... Should we write something on this? I have to tell them, well, I've already got 8 other people writing on it. Thank you. Or... Yeah, this is a good subject.
You need to...
Should somebody write a feature delegate, on Juan Adams?
I delegate say, authority.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's two of us working on this thing. There's nobody else to delegate it to.
There sounds like there's one other person to delegate it
who,
to.
Who also has 4 other jobs around here, too.
So. That's his problem, not yours.
Oh, but
how bad does he want it? That's the question.
Oh, he's working his butt off.
You're a big star here. He's not.
No, but as soon as I build this thing up to where it's as popular as it's going to be, then I'll hire somebody to do it. And then I'll just kind of step back and let them do the grunt work.
All right.
But as of now, I'm having to do it.
It's garbage.
I enjoy it, man. It'll be more fun when we get the content management system fixed, which is finally about to happen.
I can't wait till the search feature.
Yeah, that'll be there. Yeah.
You're a liar.
Yeah, no.
That
nope.
feature will never exist.
No, I without getting into too many details, we have a brand new provider that we're going to use now. Which means my life is about to get a lot easier, and it's going to make it so much better for the people who read the website because, yeah, the search bar works. There's all these little things that don't. This system sucks. I'm not going to lie. That I've been dealing with since we launched it. There were about 90 things we had on a list to fix when we launched October 4th. You know how many of them have been fixed?
89.
How about 0?
Oh, that ain't good.
Yeah. So
I thought maybe the search feature was the only thing.
No, that was number 1 on the list in October. So,
sometimes when I get a list of assignments from my wife, if number 1 looks really hard,
yeah,
I'll just skip it and go to number 2. They stuck on number 1 and they found it too hard. That's the problem. That's when you get nothing done.
Well, there's a lot of reasons for it, but I'm not going to get into them. But the reality is we'll have a new system. It's going to make everything easier. Like you'll be able to write your column on the system. So right now he has to email it to me. I have to copy and paste it and edit it twice basically. And then there's all these little quirks. Like when I paste it, it's all boldface. So I have to go take it out of boldface. And it's just a pain in the ass to deal with every morning. But this way, you'll be able to put your column in there. You'll be able to put your photos in there. All I have to do is go in and check the headlines, check your copy, push the button, and boom.
There you go.
I'll be able to arrange the stories better on the site so that, you know, I'm not having to, like now I have to change pub times on them to move them around. It's just stupid stuff like that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to fixing this, and by September 1st, it's going to make the site much, much better. Plus, I'll be able to add categories whenever I want, so I'll have a place to put non-sportsy stuff and things like that. So yeah, it's going to be awesome. But right now it's not. So there's a lot more work.
You know who would have time to do all that stuff that you don't have time to do? Jong. You know why he doesn't have time for that? He's too busy worried about Comicast.
Maybe.
I scrolled through Facebook.
Yeah.
We also started a YouTube channel for our videos and hopefully more content in the future.
Well, Jong. Yeah, he's doing videos for Sports Map.
He's
now.
Wasting time. Huh? Talking about comic books. He's a grown man and he spends 5 hours a day on comic books.
It's not 5 hours.
4 hours.
It's not 4 hours. It's an hour.
It's hours.
It's 2 hours a week.
And then when you're not doing it, you're thinking about it. I know you're not just going in there and going with no prep.
Oh, no. We go in there and we knock it out in like 10 minutes.
10 minutes, my ass. I've looked around this place for you for hours before, and I'm like, where the hell's Jong? Where the hell's Jong?
When?
Oh, he's recording Comicast.
No, I'm talking about videos. Videos oh, we're in okay. and out in 10 minutes.
Okay, maybe that.
Yeah, in fact, his video's the top thing on the site right now. Go check it out.
No.
Comicast.
No. I got important stuff to do.
we're never going to get you converted. 713-780-ESPN. And we got to get Juan's Twitter followers up, by the way.
How many is he at?
I think it was 500-something.
Oh, no.
But I have become one, so you're good.
Instagram's where he's at, he says.
See,
your daughter follows him on Instagram.
My daughter follows. I don't know. I don't even want to talk about that.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Provocative thing.
Yeah. No, she's. It's bad enough that she's on Twitter now. And she's 16 years old, and she's tweeting out stuff that I'm like, I don't want to read this. You know, but there's nothing I can do. I didn't realize you were a sci-fi fantasy dude.
That's. I love my comics.
See, yeah, that's.
See, you're just like Jung. Listen, if you want to be a serious fighter, you got to forget about that stuff.
That's quirky. That's a personality trait. Yeah.
No, every time you're like, oh, I'm going to sit down and read a comic book, just say, you know what? No, I'm going to train. I'm going to train.
I train like 4 times a day.
No, man. Listen. Well, then you don't have time for comic books. You don't have time for that. You're not. If you got time for comic books, you're not training enough. That's what I believe.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. See, this is what I am going to do, a stretch where I ask people for ideas for the website, because now I can actually do it. Somebody has a really good idea. Could you add a section on the site for Gym of the Day? Just like a section full of stories about idiots, like we do then. Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? That'd be a pretty good idea.
Maybe so.
As long as they sponsor that as well.
Right.
Which I'm sure they would. But
it seems like everybody's got these ideas, but no one's helping.
Well, that's okay. Now, if somebody has an idea, it's not going to be like, well, I got to send it to this guy and all this, and maybe it'll get done in 6 months. It'll be, if I can do it in 5 minutes, we'll do it.
Okay. Because that sounds like me. I do that all the time. Like at home, I tell my wife, you know what you should do? And then I'm, because I'm not doing it. But you know what you should do? Something else. It's the way it works in my house.
You're the ultimate delegator?
Yeah, I'm the delegator. I make sure things happen. Oh, and then if she tells me she needs something done, guess what? Hey, kids, I need you guys to work on something. That's how it works when you're the man of the house. Fred's not the man of the house around Sports Map. Thought he was.
No,
he's got the office that says he's man of the house, but yeah, he ain't the man of the house.
I'm kind of like a single man of the house, is what it is. Yeah, well, so somebody's got to do it, right?
No. Fred's Bill O'Brien. He's the offensive coordinator and the head coach.
Oh, he's taking on both roles.
I'm also the defensive coordinator, too.
You are a little bit Bill O'Brien-ish, now that I think about it.
Well,
you're marginally good at your job, you've got security. So.
Yeah, well, you have to write better.
You rely on a superstar to carry you.
You have to write better. I have to coach better. That's what it is.
All right, guys. If your job's sucking the life out of you, change it. If your job is just something that you dread waking up and going to, you don't have to do it anymore. IT is what you could be doing. And I know what you're thinking. I don't know anything about math or science or computers. I'm kind of a dumb. Doesn't matter. There's no excuse. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career, that's their thing. That's what they do. If you're not absolutely in love with what you do, go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. That'll be everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They'll help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I just talked about SportsMap, so I don't need to tell you to go check out SportsMap at SportsMapHOU on Twitter. All right, 448 for the first one. How far through that beer are you?
About two-thirds through.
Nice.
I was recording an audiobook today, and Drank an energy drink.
Yeah.
And ate some Chinese food at lunch.
Yeah. Not a good
a good combo. A lot of belching going on. But that's not my problem. That's Cody's problem to edit that out.
Yeah, we've got a lot of exciting things about to happen on the audiobook front, including Cody's also working on Slade Ham's book as an audiobook, and I am very close to getting the go-ahead to go ahead and do the novel as an audiobook first before it's actually out in print. So the Blitzers will have first shot at it.
All right.
Are you voicing it?
I'm going to voice all the chapters from Lewis, who's the main character, which was most of them. But there's a couple of chapters where there's a mob hitman, and Granado's agreed to do that. And the one for the Mary character, Holly, has agreed to do. So there'll be several narrators on it, but most of it will be me.
Okay.
And it's not safe for under 17, so if you buy the audiobook, don't play it in the car with the kids. It's got a lot of violence, a lot of drugs. Well, a lot of weed.
A lot of
sex, yes.
Weed?
Weed, sex, poker.
No hard racing. Drugs?
No hard drugs. These are degenerates, but they're not. Well, they're, you know, the one had a coke problem for a while.
I was going to say, sometimes you got to do coke to stay up late and do degenerate stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But.
Because if you're a pothead degenerate, it means you're going to bed about 9:30.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when, like, all the worst stuff is happening after 9:30. So you're missing out on that. If you're a cokehead degenerate, you don't ever sleep.
But it's I will just say I really appreciate.
Not that I know anything about that, by the way.
Well, I think people will appreciate the. It's a really good book. It's got all kinds. If you like this show, you'll love the book. Because it's got a Jesus guy, maybe. You know, just like we don't know. It's got the mob. And there's like stories from the Galveston Mafia that I sort of worked in as fiction. It's got poker. It's got horse racing. It's got gambling of all kinds. It's got betrayal. It's going to be really good. I mean, it's not going to be really good. It is really good. It's just not available yet. So Sergeant Baytown said he had a pass but won't be able to make it. Sorry, it's last minute, but here's a picture if you want to give him. I can't give him away. There's no way we can do it here, Sergeant. So if you got friends you want to give them to, that's great. But at this point, we can't really do it.
It just means there'll be less people here, so I'm fine with that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's already, you know, we already overbooked a little bit, knowing that a couple people wouldn't be able to make it, theoretically. 713-780-ESPN. And yeah, we were talking about how the site works. And the problem was never anyone's fault. It was just when they designed it, it was supposed to replace the culture map system as well. And we're all going to be on the same thing, but then Culture Map kept breaking, and they had to fix it. And while they were fixing that, they couldn't really fix this one.
Because Culture Map takes priority over you?
Yeah.
Damn.
As of now, but ask me again in a year.
Okay.
Because, you know, I've got some of the best talent in the world. I got one of the fastest growing websites ever. And once we actually get these bugs worked out and can do some of the really cool stuff, it's only going to get better. And, yeah, Lamont had a real good idea, like for major events like Football Sundays, or you need to stream the high-profile host Twitter feeds. That's a great idea, and that's the kind of thing that hopefully I'm going to be able to do with just a punch of a button. And please save that idea for after September 1st, because I'll forget it, because that's a great idea. But, yeah, so we're going to go on at September 1st, so there's going to be some headaches leading up to that, just for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's once after that, though, all these kind of things I'll be able to look at and say, oh, how fast can we do this? 10 minutes? Done. Yeah. It's going to be a lot different. Because the frustrating thing for me is that people have great ideas. Hey, how about you add this to the site? It's like, yeah, I'd love to. Love to have a search function, too. Just can't get them all.
You can't have everything.
I can't believe that woman was just yelling at me. Do you think she was just trying to get me out of there?
I think maybe she was flirting with you.
You're very fat! Isn't that flirting?
That's kind of flirting.
I kind of wanted to tell her, well, you're old and...
You could have had her.
No, I don't think so.
I think you could have.
No. I wanted to tell her, you're old, your skin's falling off, your bathing suit's too small, and you're wearing makeup in a freaking sauna.
The first of our fans is here to sit in on the show.
Yeah, I know. Forgot his...
Just kidding.
Yeah, that's Barry Papa Shot Laminac.
Are those your shooting shades?
I'm okay. Jose says, so the book is basically an autobiography. No, but it's there's a lot of the characters are based on stories I've heard and people I know. I mean, that's the best fiction. It all comes from elements of truth. But, yeah, I think you guys will like it. Chris says, have you started Yellowstone? It's the new
Justified. I haven't. I have them all recorded, though.
I tell you what, man. That show is really good.
So you know what I'm thinking about doing? I'm thinking about not watching season two of Westworld. Would I be missing out, you think?
Not really. I mean, I if I had not sat through... I mean, I thought the last three episodes were good. The first seven were garbage.
And, it's just it's a big time commitment, and it's like...
I think you're okay passing on it.
Okay.
I you could probably do a Twitter poll. I think most people...
You know what? I'm catching up on Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, I'm going to try that again. I just couldn't understand them. It's so funny.
You always like British shows, though.
Well, I know, but it's for some reason that one, I couldn't understand a word they were saying. And maybe it's just like it took me a while on Luther. It took about two episodes before I could pick out who was who, and then I was fine. But that one, I watched like 30 minutes of the first episode, and it was like watching something in Japanese.
My buddy says it keeps getting better.
I'm like, a lot of people I respect tell me that show is fantastic and I should watch it. And so, yeah, I just finished that Altered Carbon, like a lot of people told me about that one. But I think I'm going to give it another shot. Although, I hate when one of the things that kind of screwed up my schedule today was the wife did a meeting from home with all these people from England and Australia. And, of course, she has them all on speaker down there. And I'm like I'm sitting here trying to post stuff to the website and edit people's copy. But I don't know how she tells them apart. They all sound the same. And it's like, oh, we're going to fix this thing. And half the time I can't understand them.
Yeah, my buddy has said that it keeps getting better. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna catch back up with it. And, you know, if it's bad, I can always bail out on
it.
Yeah,
well, I'll be curious. A couple people told me you should watch it with the subtitles. And
that wasn't my problem with it. Okay. So I do okay with it.
All right. Well, let me know what you think, because if you're on it too, I will watch it. But that Yellowstone is...
There's four seasons of it though, which is daunting.
Yeah. I kind of like those one season things.
I'm through
now.
One season.
Okay.
So like I've got my catch up will be three seasons.
But from what I hear though, like two and three were like through the roof good.
Yeah. That's what I heard too. That's what I got to do.
All right. Well, there you go. But Yellowstone keeps getting better with every episode. And I was a little dubious at first, but Kevin Costner can still act.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I've seen him in something in a while where he kind of carried it. Because, you know, he's been showing up in, like, Man of Steel as the dad and play, you know, things like that, which, you know, that's the kind of roles you start taking late in your career. But I think this show it's taught me to never go to Montana, just like I'm never going to Wyoming because of, what's his face? Longmire. I'm not going to Wyoming. Everybody dies there. Montana, they shoot you, apparently. Especially if you're a Native American.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to shoot you.
Yeah.
So
through the history of those people, they get shot a lot.
Yeah, yeah. But it's really strong. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. An hour in the books, and we're only an hour and 4 minutes away from the party.
We're only an hour away from having people come in here and stare at us. Like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait.
Steven says, over under on how many people yell, you very fat, at you tonight. 26.
At least one, because I'm going to do it.
You very fat.
I'm going to do that.
You very fat.
When we're playing poker, I'm going to keep saying that to you.
And I'm going to be looking at my chip stack when you say
they're
that.
They're
going to
say,
you're right.
They're going to say, sir, do you want to fold or call? And I'm just going to look Fred dead in the eyes and go, you very fat.
But you got to mix it up each time. It can't be the same. It can't just
I'll change it up.
Yeah, it's like,
she
put the emphasis.
Fat, you very.
Well, she didn't change the order, but she just changed the emphasis.
Well, I like to change the order, too.
It's like, you very fat. It was kind of entertaining.
Fatty, fatty, bobatty, banana fat. Yeah.
Very fatty, yeah.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. They provide superior customer service. And they've got an entire team to support you. The valued customer. They want to make your shopping experience A+. They pride themselves on having well-trained experts that strive for customer satisfaction. Come on in. Visit the friendly, reliable, and experienced staff. They've been in business since 2001. They offer all the latest models from Harley-Davidson, as well as a vast selection of clean, pre-owned Harleys. Summer's last bike night, the hottest bike night. Come on in. for Summer Bike Night, Thursday, August 16th, from 6 to 9 p.m. There's going to be live music by Paul Ramirez Band, free food, free drinks, door prizes, free demo rides, and a great time with some other motorcycle enthusiasts. And it's only at Republic Harley-Davidson. And, of course, when you're there, you get your chance to register to win a free Harley-Davidson. You can only register to win on bike night, so it's a good time to do it. Huge tent sale August 13th through 18th as well. Get the absolute minimum price on any used bike or buy any new bike and get a trip to Hawaii for two people. How about that? I'm not joking around. You buy a new Harley in August at Republic Harley-Davidson, you get to go to Hawaii. You and somebody else get to go to Hawaii. That's a good deal. That's a good pot sweetener for the wife. If your wife is like, I don't know if you should buy a new Harley, you say, how about this? You let me buy a new Harley, and I will take you to Hawaii. And then Republic Harley-Davidson is going to pay for you to go to Hawaii. You can't beat that deal, guys. Let us show you why Republic is Houston's number one Harley dealer. Stop in and visit them. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. They are open Monday through Saturday. You got plenty of time to go out there and see them. Double points on all departments on Mondays, by the way. That's republichd.com.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.